You've just tuned into the SCB Steelers Fan Podcast, sponsored by Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. Real Steelers talk for hardcore fans.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Steel City Blitz podcast. It's been some time since we've been on the air with you, going back to right after the playoff loss to Denver, and we've taken a nice hiatus. Matt's not with me tonight, but the draft is this week, and we have a guy who's become kind of a regular here every pre-draft show, Mr. Shane Hallam. Shane, you are with Draft TV. I see you're with About Sports now. Give me a little background on everything that you've got going, man, because you've got a ton of irons in the fire. So
I always do, and I just try to get this draft work, man. I'm working probably 11 months out of the year on the draft. Wow. So I take May off and then start right back up in June for the next year. But yeah, right, this year I was happy to get hired by About.com to write for their college football site, collegefootball.about.com. So all my draft stuff has been over there. I have a good team. We've been doing scouting reports. I'll have my 7-round mock up there definitely on Thursday. Okay. And my final rankings as well. So and then on Twitter at Shane P. Hallam, I'll be making it roll, and I'm gonna do it again this year. I'm gonna have my 6th annual draft stream on drafttv.com. So if those first 2 days, I'm definitely doing, if you want to get, if you like what you hear here, want to get live analysis, talking heads sometimes on TV, or our picks behind on that second and third day, then go to drafttv.com.
No, absolutely. I highly recommend it. I checked you out last year a little bit, and it's fun because you're right. You know, we can all handle Mayock, and we can all handle Kuiper and McShay so long. It's good to get completely different and sometimes a little bit better perspective on what's going on. And of course, you know, you're in Pittsburgh, so you're a little slanted towards the black and gold, which is good. But the Steelers are at 25 this year. It's not uncommon for them to be picking at this particular area in the 20s. Where do you see this team going? I mean, there are obvious needs, but right now, what's your gut feeling telling you?
I think my gut really is just with the Steelers in general. They are a team, if you look at their history, they want to bring guys in for workouts that they like. And so I think looking at that list always gives you a kind of an indication. They brought in 10 different safeties for workouts. So to me, that says that is a top 2-round need for them. And I think they brought in guys that they could take in either round and be pretty happy with. So I'm really looking at safety. And then the next two on the list are defensive line, 5, and cornerback, mm-hmm. with 5. I think that the city here is saying corner, 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 you know, kind of banging that drum. But, you know, with drafting Golson in the second round last year, I think the team could leave that for later if they want to. So I really think safety, we're going to see either the first round or the second round. I think we could even see them reach a little bit for a guy like TJ Green out of Clemson, mm-hmm. or Keanu Neal out of Florida, Von Bell out of Ohio State. You know, probably not guys that you want to see at 25, but a player that could start for them immediately and fits the system. And then I think defensive line it could be a first round possibility. Right now I have them taking A'shaun Robinson, the defensive lineman out of Alabama. They're 25. I think we could see some of these bigger defensive linemen fall a little bit. And he's a guy they brought in that if they see it there, even though they have a good defensive line, he's someone that could play the nose and could kick out to a 5 tech. I think that's the type of player that they do want to bring in. So I think those three positions are going to be on the forefront. Mm-hmm. And I think corner might be the most likely to kind of get put off to the side. Like I think there's value there, but they really haven't brought in a lot of those first round corners that you've heard them linked to. Eli Apple of Ohio State and William Jackson of Houston, guys I think would fit great. But the fact that they've that they've kind of ignored the top end guys a little bit in the workouts made me a little bit hesitant. Now, we've seen them draft guys in the past in the first round. They haven't brought in when a guy's fallen. Right. You know, if William Jackson falls to them, I think they're going to take a strong look, and they've done their homework. It's not like they haven't. But it makes me a little more weary to say first round's a cornerback. I think the city's kind of jumping the gun maybe a little bit on that.
Well, I agree with you. I think Colbert said something really, really important today in their pre-draft presser. He was asked about Cenquez Golson, and he said this before. I think Tomlin has said it before, too. They really view Cenquez Golson as a draft pick this year. So that almost makes me think, A, that they will push corner down a little bit, and then B, which kind of flies in the face of what I had previously thought, but I don't think they'll go multiple corners in this draft. I think they're happy with Golson. They think the ceiling is very, very high for him. He's got a long way to go to, but they love him, period. But I think maybe it's just one corner. Now, you were talking about safety. Now, the guy I've been on is Carl Joseph. I know the guy's coming off a knee injury. Shane, I've seen him mocked the last 3 days everywhere, from in the teens to us in the second round. Where is he going to go, in your opinion?
I could tell you, I think it's one of the big mysteries of this draft because of that knee. Wow. He is my top-rated safety, and I really didn't take the knee into account all that much when making that choice, but I think he is the most complete safety. So he could definitely go in the teens. I think the knee injury makes it a lot more likely that he falls to the second round, that he's more of the third or fourth safety off the board, and I don't think it's out of the question that he could be there for the Steelers' second-round pick. I do think someone will jump on him, maybe a better team in that late first or someone in that mid second round that maybe wants to bring in a little more of a developmental guy, because I don't think he's going to be able to do training camp. I think he'll get there by the season, maybe a pup list. And teams, I think sometimes they're too hesitant on some of these injury things, and they let guys fall way further than they should. So I'm right with you. I think Carl Joseph is the most talented safety in this class. It's all going to be about that medical, and that's just the one thing that I definitely don't have any access to, and right. No one else does, and you just have to kind of put your ear to the ground and hope that no one's blowing smoke up your behind. So I'm not sure. I am. If I had to predict right now, I would say that he'll go late first round, probably after the Steelers pick.
Well, and that's, I think, my point. I mean, he's a guy I really like, and my concern is I think he'll be there at 25, but I know he's not going to be there when they pick in the second round. So it's one of those, do you get him or do you risk, you know, the very large possibility that he's just not going to be there? Let me ask you about the other safety that I see linked to us a lot. And that's Keanu Neal. He strikes me as a guy who is a Tomlin type guy, a Steelers type guy. But when I watch him, he just doesn't have that it to me. He definitely doesn't have a first round feel to me at all. Where are you on him?
With you, he's been a parabola to me. At first, I had him very low, and then the more I watched him and saw just the speed, and it really, for him, I think off the snap, he's so fast. He gets that acceleration so quickly. And I was like, oh, I got to move this guy up. And then as I went back kind of the second time, the rewatch for some of these guys, especially guys the Steelers are linked to, I want to watch again because, like you said, that's my focus. I'm here in Pittsburgh. I watched him and I said, oh, I don't know if this guy can cover. Like, I don't know if he can really cover NFL wide receivers, but there are a lot of teams that love him, and yep. I think the athleticism just says we can put this guy anywhere. We can find a place for him. I mean, Tampa, I've heard, really likes him. Pittsburgh. So I think he's a player that needs to have that right system, and I think the Steelers defense does fit him in that when the kind of this change we saw a bit last year with the zone coverages and playing a little bit more of that cover too. You need that athletic safety back there that we've seen such success. And it seems like all the guys they're looking at, from Carl Joseph to TJ Green to Keanu Neal to Von Bell, kind of have that back side athleticism. So I think he's very intriguing, and he's another player I think was right there with Carl Joseph to be the first safety off the board. I kind of feel like Neil could be that first safety off the board, okay. And may not even be there at 25.
Wow. Yeah. See, I when I watch him cover, that was my biggest question. You know, it's one thing in college, and I watched, you know, tape of him against Michigan in the bowl game and against Alabama, and I just didn't see that ability to jump in a guy's hip pocket that you got to have. And of course, obviously, it only gets worse at the NFL level, and plus you're dealing with tight ends who can run like wide receivers in college. But he is intriguing. I definitely give you that. Let me check down to defensive line. You mentioned that you really like A'shaun Robinson to the Steelers, and you mentioned one really important thing that Steeler fans in general are having a really hard time grasping. He can play the nose, but he can also kick out to play the five technique. And what I'm getting at is a lot of fans are having a hard time understanding that the base 3-4 defense, which really relies on the nose tackle in the middle, it's kind of going the way of the dodo because teams are throwing the ball so much that the base is almost becoming a 4-2-5 or something like that. Why is it so important to find a guy like Robinson for the Steelers?
I think a player like Robinson just gives you even more flexibility. And like you said, that nose tackle position is no longer a huge need for the Steelers like it has been in the past, where we needed the Casey Hampton. You know, we needed that guy in the middle. You don't need that anymore. The NFL is going so far away from that we've seen success sometimes having those two down linemen. And I think when you look at how the Steelers situated their defense last year, when you have such those two versatile defensive linemen and Hayward and Tuitt, that you can find ways to utilize those guys, even stand them up and move them around when you have another versatile piece. And that's what I think A'shaun Robinson would be. Would I pick him if I was a general manager for the Steelers? No, I think the secondary is a bigger need, mm-hmm. but I think there's so much you can do with him, and that really frees up kind of those two studs. If you have one more guy on that line that can eat up multiple blocks, that you can swing out, and he has that strength to kind of set the edge, make sure running back doesn't get to the outside, then you're going to free up one of your stars to really do damage. Yeah. You know, I think the pass rushers for the Steelers aren't great, but the defensive linemen have really made things happen as a tandem. And I think Robinson just fits in that front seven, kind of completes what we have. Mm-hmm. So I think from Pittsburgh's perspective, it might be better just to finalize that strength than try to throw darts at the secondary and hope that you can get to that quarterback fast enough that you don't need the best secondary in the league.
So knowing what we know about Robinson, what other guys fit that the Steelers are going to be looking at? I mean, Billings is an interesting guy. I'm not sure he can do quite what Robinson can, and I would say the same maybe for Rankins and some of these guys. Who else fits that type of mold that we could be looking at in this draft?
I think there are I don't know if there are too many of those players, and right. And that's what makes him even more attractive if he's sitting there, is who else can we get? The other players that I think could fit is Bronson Kafusi out of BYU.
Okay.
I think really fits as kind of that, a little more stereotypical as a 3-4 defensive end, but he has that kind of that lower body strength and anchor mm-hmm. that could work in the middle on passing downs and things like that. So I think he's a player that I know the Steelers have met with. Perhaps he could really fit into that system. But past that, I think those are kind of two guys that if you don't get, then you're waiting to the late rounds to try and draft someone on the defensive line.
What do you think about, and this kid was off the radar, and now I think everybody knows about him, obviously, Javon Hargrave, I always mess his name up, the kid out of South Carolina State. I know the Steelers were one of three teams that went down to his pro day. This is a kid that played defensive tackle. He led the team in sacks. I think he had six tackles in one game. Granted, he's not playing at the upper levels of collegiate competition. Is he somewhere that could fit on that defensive line?
I think so. And he is a really good name to bring up. I'm not sure where he's going to go. I think second to third round, but that could be the nice value. If you go a secondary early and you still want that defensive line player, I think Hargrave is a lot better in shorts than he is in a jersey. You know, I think he has such athletic talent that he was able to dominate at that level, but he needs a lot of work. I do think he's very raw. I think he's going to kind of get pushed up the board for that. So he's one of those players that I don't know if he'd have that first year impact, but could be like the Steelers have seemed to do with defensive linemen, even once they drafted early, is you kind of take that first year and get him into the system and then let him loose. I mean, I think Hargrave would probably be the most athletic defensive lineman that they've drafted in the past decade if they do take him.
Well, he'd be fascinating, too. I mean, I think you can certainly make the argument that they need the bodies now, and maybe he can give you a little bit. But, boy, I mean, that's an interesting dilemma they'd be facing. Maybe a guy that they really can't use in year one, but could be that athletic and potentially help them down the line. So he's a guy I'm looking at. And then, Shane, we'll take a real quick break. We're just going to hear from our sponsor, Body Tech Gym in North Hills, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the SCB Steeler Fan Podcast, sponsored by Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. For $29.95 a month, you get 24-hour access, and there's no contract. Body Tech offers a full juice bar, powerlifting room, yoga, spinning classes, silver sneakers, student rates, a woman's only room, and certified personal trainers. If you need to get back in shape or you're just looking to build on what you have, get into Body Tech today. They're located on Perry Highway in Pittsburgh. Call 412-364-7334 and tell them Steel City Blitz sent you. All right, we are back on the Steel City Blitz podcast, talking with Shane Hallam. You can follow him on Twitter, at Shane P. Hallam. He does work, excellent work, for at Draft TV and also at About Sports. Both of those you can follow on Twitter, and basically like chief college football guy on the About Sports, right?
I'm considered the college football expert, I guess. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
Hey, you know, anytime they tag the word expert on your name, you just take it and you run, man. I can't say that I'll ever have that, so I'm jealous. let's talk middle to late rounds here. The Steelers, you were talking earlier about the fact that they've brought in a ton of guys, 10 safeties, some corners, some D-line. I mean, what are some names that will not shock you one bit that the Steelers go to, let's say, in the third, fourth, fifth round?
I'll just throw out a bunch of names here.
Sure.
I think Gerald Hawkins, the offensive tackle from LSU, that left tackle spot, I think they have, you know, now some guys there they're going to kind of play around with. So drafting maybe a left tackle in the third, fourth round. Hawkins, big. Hey, he has some nimble feet. I think he could play left tackle in the NFL with some development. So that's a position I expected them to maybe look a little bit more at, and we haven't seen them really look into it too much. So he's a player I think be on the radar. Sean Davis out of Maryland is a free safety, I think, is his best position. I have him labeled as a corner because I'm sure teams will try him there first, but he's tough. He kind of has that old school Steeler lunch pail type of mentality, but does it in coverage. You know, he'll punish a guy in coverage when they're one-on-one. He'll go up for the ball. If a guy catches it, he's going to get hit. I think Davis fits really well. He could go as high as the second round, but probably third or fourth round.
Okay.
Just because there's a lot of teams interested in him. I really like Tavon Young out of Temple, so a Pennsylvania kid who is a very good cover two cornerback. They play a lot of cover two at Temple, so I think when the Steelers kind of watch him, the system that Temple ran is very similar to what the Steelers ran last year. And he did very, very well in some of those tough games. Temple had some high profile games and really took, he was against their number one receivers and did very well. So I think he's a player that can make some big plays, is a very intriguing kind of fourth to fifth guy. I'll also toss out maybe some outside linebackers. Daddy Nicholas out of Virginia Tech is a player that kind of came in to the year with some acclaim and didn't have as good a year, but definitely a stand up 3-4 outside backer. Jatavis Brown out of Toledo is a player that's getting a lot of buzz because I always mix up those Mac Ohio schools.
easy to do.
But had a heck of a pro day. Ran extremely well, nailed every drill, looked really good. So I think a bunch of teams have kind of brought him in to see if he's the real deal. So he's intriguing. I think there's just a ton of names you could toss out.
Well, let me ask you about him because I watched him on tape a little bit and he just, talk about a guy that just comes off the film at you. Could he be an outside backer? I mean, he looks to me almost more like a hybrid guy that maybe comes on the field in certain situations just because he's not big. But my God, the kid has a motor and everything you read about him and you hear about him, he's just a great kid. He works hard. Where do you find a spot for him?
I think that's why so many teams brought him in is, what do we do with this guy? You know, I even like him as a player that can move inside and be kind of a reserve.
Okay.
If Ryan Shazier gets hurt, you have a player of kind of similar size, stature, and athletic ability that can fill that role a little bit better. So I think that's a possibility. But I wouldn't discount anything when you have a guy that's running in the 4.3s at 222 pounds, then, hey, I think outside backer's a possibility. Just give him that first step and kind of let him loose. So I think he's a player that if you can find the right spot and kind of tailor it to his talents, it can work. But he's going to have to get drafted in the right situation.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of what I thought about him too. And it seems like there's a lot of guys like that, and I guess it's a product of what is happening in college football, obviously, where the spread is just everywhere, basically. So you've got to have these linebackers that can run. And now we're seeing it more and more in the NFL. So I tend to think we'll probably see more of those guys. Is that fair to say?
Just going to keep on going. The more we get there, the more the passing goes.
Yeah.
You're going to start wanting those kind of lighter, faster linebackers to cover tight ends. But you know, the tight ends and the slot receivers are getting bigger and bigger too.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to keep being kind of a push and pull as time goes on. Maybe someday we'll go back to the run 3 yards in a cloud of dust because you can just run all these guys over.
I'm kind of waiting for it, but I don't see it coming. Let me ask you about wide receiver because I know it's in the back of a lot of Steeler fans' minds that, you know, Martavis Bryant is gone for the year. He just appears to be a guy they're just not going to be able to depend on. Sammy Coates looks the part. Wheaton's going into his final year. Is it possible they look at a wide receiver in, say, the third or fourth round?
It's possible. I probably wouldn't bet on it just because I think that they are comfortable with what they have and the depth they've kind of created, but it doesn't hurt maybe to grab a player that is that's maybe more reliable. You kind of get with some of those late round guys like DeMarcus Ayers out of Houston. Not big, not super fast. He's going to go pretty late, fifth, sixth, seventh round. But just reliable hands, runs good routes. He kind of does all the little things right in the position. Daniel Braverman from Western Michigan is another player I think that's like that, of just players that can play. And so that way you get a fifth, sixth guy that you can kind of bring along if you need that extra body. If someone gets hurt, you know that he could catch three passes in a game and isn't going to drop anything. So I don't think they're going to try to hit that home run again. You know, I think that's what Sammy Coates was again last year after they knew of some of these issues with Bryant. I don't think my inkling is they're not going to try to hit that home run again. It will be a late round guy, either upside or you get kind of that reliable late round guy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm rooting for Daniel Braverman. He went to my alma mater. I've seen him play a lot. The kid just works his tail off. I know the coaching staff at Western Michigan loved him. Well respected by his teammates, and I mean, I think what did he end up leading the country in yards per game receiving, and just a great kid, and he really does. He looks like he could fit that kind of Amendola, Julian Edelman type role. But I'm anxious to see where he goes. I mean, I'd love it if he came to Pittsburgh, but just be happy for him one way or the other. As we start to wind things up here, Shane, and thanks again for joining us tonight. Do you see any more? Well, let me ask you this first. Colbert flat out said today, I don't think we're moving up. We just don't have the picks to do it. Trading down's always a possibility. When you have seven picks like they do, six of which are tradable, the one's not, I love the trade down. I would love it. I'm hearing Denver's possibly thinking about moving up. I'm hearing Cleveland at 32 is thinking about moving up. Is there one guy in this draft that the Steelers would actually say, you know what, we got to go up and get him?
Simple answer. I don't think that player exists.
Okay. And, well, I ask that because, you know, you hear things, you see things in terms of reading and stuff. And you know, obviously they did that with Santonio Holmes. They went up and got him. They went up and got Troy Polamalu. But I agree with you. I don't think there's that one player, and I think that's part of the deal with this draft is it's so depth-friendly, but there's really not any of those true superstars that are really worth going to get. So, I mean, I think Colbert would if he felt that way, but no, I don't see it happening. I would love a trade down in this draft.
Absolutely. I mean, look, are there players if they felt they can move up for? Sure. You know, if Jalen Ramsey from Florida State falls down into the team, you know, then you start talking, well, this is the position that we need. Let's go up and get this guy. But you don't have, this is another year where you have need safety. Yeah. You don't have a Troy Polamalu in this draft. You have a lot of guys right in that tier of right where you're picking. And so that's kind of perfect. And that's where I think the horizontal board could work for them at 25. Mm-hmm. Let's say no one takes a safety by 25, and we know they're going to take a safety pretty early. Right. Oh, well, and Clint Cleveland's calling it at 32. Let's move down. I mean, yeah, maybe a safety or two is going to get taken, but we have five guys that we like. Right. So I think that the horizontal board could really work for them at that safety position if that's a big focus for them, where you could have enough such depth, as you kind of mentioned, in this class and with the Steelers' needs match up with that depth so well that moving down, I think, is much more likely an option. Does it happen? Probably not. I think they probably stick where they are and probably have a target. It seems like the past couple years, they've kind of had a really good plan of who they wanted in that first round and who could be there. So I think they'll end up picking a 25, but I am all for trading down and getting more picks or future picks if you can get them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I am. I think I write an article on it every year, but it hasn't happened in a while. But I think with that, Shane, we'll close it up. I've kept you almost 30 minutes exactly, so we'll keep it right there. Again, everybody, check out Shane on Twitter, at Shane P. Hallam. Also, the site is at Draft TV. Plus, he is the college football expert, as we decided, for About Sports college football there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, that's really kind of a growing thing now, isn't it, for About Network?
Yeah, they just this year they hired a bunch of writers for different sports and the NFL and college football is me. I've been trying to push them to get an NFL draft exclusive kind of site going, but they let me kind of take the ball and roll with it this year just on the college football site. So you can find the scouting reports and mocks and all that up there.
Awesome. And again, thanks to our sponsor Body Tech Gym in North Hills for sponsoring us. We've been with them now 3 straight years. Get your butt into the gym there and they'll take care of you, whether you're looking to get super buff, which I am not, Or you're just looking to get the guns toned for gun season, as they call it. But anyway, with that, look forward to the Steelers draft coming up starting on Thursday. Check out Steel City Blitz for the latest, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to the SCB Steelers Fan Podcast, sponsored by Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. Check them out online at bodytech-gym.com or call 412-364-7334. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have a question for us to discuss, hit us up on Twitter at scblitz or on steelcityblitz.com and use the Contact Us option on the right side of the homepage. SteelCityBlitz.com is an independent fan site not affiliated with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the National Football League. Our opinions are our own.